Come in, honey.
Oh, it's you.
Hi, I'm Keith, your host.
I hate him. I hate him. I hate him.
And it's time for the Retro Radio Podcast.
How do you like it?
Well, confidentially, Junior.
McGee, it does not.
The Retro Radio Podcast. Now located at retro-otr.com. Always family friendly, always good, clean fun. The place where new tech meets old tech. And likes it.
Today's feature is Father Knows Best, The New Housekeeper, June 22, 1950. Now, here's Keith.
Hey everybody, this is Keith once again on this nice, wet, rainy spring day. And I just wanted to take a few moments to say thanks to all of our listeners for staying tuned. And just to talk a little bit about some of the exciting things that are happening on our webpage, retro-otr.com. We've been live there for about a month now, and I have to say that we've been getting a lot of decent traffic there. A lot of people are apparently enjoying the shows and downloading them. The number of shows and channels there are going to continue to expand a little bit. I think I've pretty much exploded all I could explode out there. But there's so much to do in old-time radio that there's still a lot of room to grow and bring new things in. Old-time radio, being as it is, also is spotty enough that not every show is available all the time for everything that we have currently out there. In fact, as often happens in the summer months, shows go on hiatus, and so a lot of shows will stop producing, and so we'll revert to mixture of things we're looking forward to doing through the summer, because in case no one's noticed, what I've been trying to do is follow the calendar year of the episodes. On April we broadcast or podcast the April shows, and May we'll be doing the May shows. And of course that means in the summer months, through a lot of June and all of July and August, there'll be not a lot of programming there. So we'll keep on bringing stuff out there, and there'll be a lot of things from earlier, like for example, there'll be a lot of things that are earlier in the run of Jack Benny shows, for example, maybe some different runs of Superman shows. Because you may also have noticed that maybe it seems like we've been putting out a lot of stuff from, say, 1937, 1943, 1954, 1948. Well, I did that for a reason, because if you look at a calendar, in those calendar years, it followed the same calendar year as we're in right now. If it says the show is on Sunday, like on a Jack Benny show, if it says it aired on a certain day, like, what is today?
Today is the 25th.
Today is the 18th.
It's the 25th.
If it says that the show aired on the 18th and it's a Sunday, then it'll be on the 18th this year and it'll be a Sunday. So that's why I picked those years, because they follow our calendar year. And I figure by doing that, it gives me a pretty good sample of what people are listening to with those slices of times. And that's how we're going to proceed with this. Doesn't mean we're going to stick with it. My podcast I'm putting out on, of course, Podomatic and Libsyn, those are usually going to be some hand-picked shows that could fall on any time frame. So that'll be one exception to the rule. And as I mentioned, the summer schedule will be a mixed bag of tricks, so to speak. But hope everyone's enjoying the webpage. I'm working on a new trivia quiz. Haven't quite got it all put together yet. So watch for that coming up within the next month or so. Please do support us by, even if it's something as simple as stopping by the webpage and leave a comment. Would love to hear from you from the comments. And if you're a serious supporter of the show, I do hope you check out our sponsor links. We currently have the one for Rhapsody to download music the legal way online. They have literally millions of selections. options to choose from. Just through our ad on the webpage, click through there, and they'll know who's in when you do that. And the same with the Blockbuster. You can rent movies online and keep them as long as you want, no fees. You can either ship them back or turn them into our participating Blockbuster store. So it's pretty good products. And when you support those, you'll also be supporting our show especially. In fact, only if you do that, if you participate in their products by clicking through the ads on the page, because they have a way of tracking that link, and they'll know that you came from us, and they'll know to apply some credit towards us. So that's how that works. Well, enjoy the show, and I've been talking way too long, so I'm going to be quiet and get out of the rain. Take it away, Retro Bots.
Rain. Is that what all that noise was?
Yes. What did you think was happening?
I just thought it was a noisy mic.
You mean, like yours was just now?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm glad I only have to deal with three of them. Now, here's the three Andrews sisters, who are dealing with six jerks in a Jeep.
Hey, what did she mean by that remark?
I don't know.
1945.
Now for our featured presentation.
My parents, is Maxwell House really the only coffee in the world?
Well, your father says so, and your father knows best.
Yes, his father knows best. Transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by America's favorite coffee, Maxwell House. The coffee that's always good to the last drop. Extended extensive research has proved conclusively that there are two kinds of husbands. One, the husband who takes absolutely no interest whatsoever in household affairs. And two, the husband whose wife wishes he'd mind his own business and leave things alone. In Springfield, in the White Frame House on Maple Street, Jim Anderson is about to demonstrate that there is no happy medium like this.
6 goes into 36 6 times. 6 goes into 42 7 times.
Kathy, why don't you stop that? You know Mother has a headache.
But I have to learn my 6 good inches.
Margaret, could I have another cup of coffee, please?
Of course, dear. Bud, stop banging your feet on the table.
I wasn't banging my feet, Mom. I was just... Holy cow, look at the time. I gotta go. Come on, Squirt.
Well, stop calling me.
See you later, everybody.
Bud, don't slam the door.
Did you call me, Dad?
Never mind.
Okay.
Mother, why don't you lie down for a while? I'll take care of the dishes. Well, that's very sweet, Betty, but it isn't necessary.
All right. I'll come right home in case you need me for anything.
All right, dear.
Bye, Father.
Goodbye, Betty. Your head still aching, honey?
No, it's really nothing, Jim. I don't know why everybody makes such a fuss over a little headache. You'd think I were dying.
Margaret.
Yes, dear?
You know, you haven't been looking very well lately.
Well, that's a pleasant way to start the day. How to cheer up your wife in 6 easy lessons.
I don't mean you look that bad. I mean, you just look so tired.
Jim, darling, in 5 years I'll be 40, and then you can swap me in for 220s.
Margaret, I'm being very serious about this. If you want to treat it as a joke.
All right, dear, I'll try and be more respectful.
Oh, well, where was I?
You were telling me I looked like an old hag.
Well, that's not what I said at all.
I'm sorry, a young hag.
Margaret, I'm merely trying to be helpful. I think I know why you're tired, and I believe I have the answer to the whole problem.
You're going to shoot the children.
Well, that had occurred to me. But I think I have a better idea. What you need is a housekeeper.
Oh, Jim, don't be ridiculous.
I don't see anything ridiculous about it at all. The Gilroys have a housekeeper, and I sell 3 times as much insurance as he does.
Jim, it's not a question of how much insurance you sell. We don't need a housekeeper. And where would she sleep, or haven't you thought of that?
Of course I thought of that. She can sleep in the den on the rollaway bed.
Jim, I don't want a housekeeper.
Then when people like the Edwards come over for dinner, there wouldn't be all the fuss and worry.
Jim.
Yes, dear?
Who are the Edwards?
Well, Harry and Grace Edwards. You remember them, don't you? We met them at the Hathaways last week. He's the little stocky fellow with the red face. President of the Chamber of Commerce, remember?
And they're coming to dinner when?
Tomorrow night, didn't I tell you? I could have sworn.
Jim, is there any connection between the Edwards and his sudden passion for a housekeeper?
Well, of course not. I just thought, well, you've been working so hard and you have a headache and...
There isn't any reason for wanting to impress Mr. Edwards, is there? Or Mrs. Edwards?
Margaret, I just finished telling you that the whole thing... Well, after all, Edwards is the head of the Chamber of Commerce and there's an opening on the board.
And Bert Gilroy is trying to get it.
Well, the Edwards had dinner with the Gilroys.
And the Gilroys had a housekeeper, so you thought if we blossomed forth with a housekeeper...
Margaret, being on the Chamber of Commerce is a very great honor. I certainly think that it's worth a small expenditure of time and energy.
Jim.
Yes, Margaret?
No housekeeper.
Well, if you'd only listen to me instead of flying off the handle.
I'm not flying off the handle. I'm merely telling you, simply, quietly, and without emotion, no housekeeper.
There was an ad in the paper only last night.
No housekeeper.
All she wanted was $75 a month, and she'll take complete charge.
No housekeeper.
She's courteous, efficient, energetic, loyal.
No.
A wonderful cook, neat as a pin, loves children. Margaret, why don't you give her a trial?
No.
Honey, this isn't something you can decide on the spur of the moment. Why don't you think it over?
All right. I can't see any harm in that.
That's a good girl. Well, I've got to go now. I'll call you right after lunch.
All right, dear. Oh, Jim, I thought it over.
Margaret.
No housekeeper.
Thank you.
Yes, dear, I'm home. Just put your things down there for a minute, sir, Mrs. Collins.
Okay. Nice looking place, ain't it?
Well, it's comfortable.
And the children are all upstairs, and as soon as you're ready, we'll watch. Well, hello.
Hi.
Margaret, this is Mrs. Collins.
Oh? How do you do?
Well, to tell you the truth, I ain't doing so good. My face just killing me, and I got a pain in my back that I wouldn't wish on my first husband.
I see. Jim, would you come out into the kitchen with me for a moment? I'd like to speak to you.
Hey, you got a piano. Oh, that's nice.
Got a piano. Just culture. And if there's one thing I'm just nuts about, it's culture. Well, just make yourself at home, Mrs. Collins. We'll only be a minute.
Oh, it's okay. You don't have to worry about me. I got plenty of time.
Jim Anderson.
Now, wait a minute, Margaret. I can explain the whole thing.
I don't want any explanation, and I don't want a housekeeper. I told you this morning.
But, honey, I hired her last night. I thought you'd be very happy.
Oh, I am. I'm the happiest woman in the whole world, and I want you to get that person out of my house.
Oh, look, Angel, it isn't worth quarreling about. Nothing is.
I know, Jim, but our home's too small for a housekeeper. We don't need one.
Now, Margaret, Mrs. Collins can be a great help. Don't you see, Margaret? She's a diamond in the rough. Mrs. Collins is very competent. Why, in 1 year, she worked for 9 of the best families in Springfield.
Only 9? She certainly gets around, doesn't she?
Well, they just didn't understand her. With a little training, she can be one of the best housekeepers in the whole town. She said so herself.
Jim, if we ever take a trip to New York, will you promise me one thing? Don't pay more than $50 for the Brooklyn Bridge.
Hey, ain't you two finished talking yet? It's getting late. I gotta get dinner rolling.
Mrs. Collins, I've been talking to my husband.
Well, why don't you talk to him in the parlor? I just happen to think it's dinner time and I've got work to do. Hey, some kitchen.
Jim?
Well, all right, Margaret. Mrs. Collins, I'm awfully sorry, but we've decided that, well, after all, you really won't be comfortable sleeping in the den.
Oh, stop worrying about it, will you? I got it all figured out. We can move, what's your boy's name?
You mean Bud?
Hey, Bud. We can switch him into the den. I move into his room, and everybody's happy.
Well, it's not quite that simple, Mrs. Collins. I told my husband this morning.
Hey, wait a minute. When have you been eating breakfast?
Well, it's 8 o'clock, but it really isn't going to make any difference because...
Well, from now on, breakfast is going to be at 7 o'clock.
Now, see here, Mrs. Collins.
Wait, Jim. This is becoming very interesting. What else, Mrs. Collins?
Well, I ain't nobody's personal maid, so everybody hangs up his own stuff. And if I find any pants hanging on the back of a chair, well, don't be surprised if I just chuck them out the window.
Well, don't look at me, Margaret. I don't leave my pants on the chair.
No? Go ahead, Mrs. Collins. I think I'm beginning to like the whole idea.
Well, I don't mind if you invite folks for dinner. As a matter of fact, I like company. But I gotta have 48 hours notice.
That seems logical.
Oh, wait a minute. What if it's impossible? What if somebody comes in from out of town?
We'll take them to a restaurant. There's lots of restaurants in Springfield.
Margaret, if you think I'm going to stand here...
Jim, please. Mrs. Collins is talking.
Oh, that's okay. I'm finished anyway. Now, why don't you two kids just go inside and relax, and I'll start dishing up the food.
All right, Mrs. Collins. Come on, kid.
Margaret, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. If you think I'm going to...
Jim, you heard Mrs. Collins. We've got to go inside and relax.
That's right. Take it easy. I got everything under control.
Come on, Jim. Mrs. Collins has work to do.
Margaret, that woman's impossible.
Oh, I don't think so, dear. She's a diamond in the rough, remember?
Yeah, but how rough can you get? She wasn't anything like that when I talked to her last night.
Well, we'll try it for a while. That's what you want, isn't it?
Margaret, I'm going into the kitchen and fire her right now.
Why, Jim, that wouldn't be fair. She's worked for 9 of the finest families in Springfield. And with the Edwards coming to dinner...
Oh, no, she can't be around them.
Wasn't that the general idea? We've got to impress the Edwards, and unless I'm very much mistaken, they'll be impressed.
Oh, Margaret, Debbie.
Hey, Jim!
Jim?
I get the kids down. Soup's on.
Quite an about face for Mother Anderson. If only Father had talked to her first, there wouldn't have been any arguments. And the way things are going, it doesn't look as though she'll brook any arguments from Father. And I don't think I'll run into any argument on this point. I say when you buy coffee, just one thing means real value. It's flavor. The flavor you get for your money. And extra flavor is what you do get in our Maxwell House coffee. That wonderful, good-to-the-last-drop flavor no other coffee has to offer. No coffee but Maxwell House. And here's why that's so. It's our recipe. The only recipe under the sun for that good-to-the-last-drop flavor. It calls for certain fine varieties of coffee blended together a very particular way. It's the one way, the one recipe for that famous Maxwell House flavor, that extra flavor that's made our coffee America's favorite brand. So today, when you really want the most in flavor for every penny you spend, Maxwell House is now more than ever your coffee buy. Just open up that familiar blue tin of Maxwell House tomorrow. See how much enjoyment, how much real value you get from the coffee that's always good to the last drop. A day has passed, as days have a habit of doing, and once again it's dinner time in the white frame house on Maple Street. This time, however, it's a special dinner with company, the children stashed away in the breakfast nook, and a uniformed housekeeper to wait on table. Mr. Edwards, president of the Springfield Chamber of Commerce, says...
In the last 4 years, Anderson, bank clearances in the greater Springfield area have increased a total of almost 9.2%. And that's progress.
To which Jim Anderson replies...
It certainly is, Mr. Edwards. That's, progress, if I ever heard it.
At which point, the new housekeeper, Mrs. Collins, observed...
Now, why don't you two stop gabbing and eat your soup?
Mrs. Collins, I think I smell something burning in the kitchen.
Ah, it's your imagination, dear. Everything's all cooked. Say, Jim.
Yes, Mrs. Collins.
Is it all right? Could I take off this funny-looking cap? I don't mind the uniform, but this hat's driving me nuts.
Mrs. Collins, why don't you wait in the kitchen until we call you?
I can't hear anything in the kitchen. What do you want to do, talk about me? Go ahead, I don't mind.
I think you'd better go into the kitchen.
Okay, if that's the way you want it. You finished, Mrs. Edwards?
Yes, thank you.
Look, dearie, if I was you, I'd lay off the bread. That's murder.
Well, really?
Mrs. Collins, will you please go into the kitchen?
Okay, I can take a hint. Yeah, you want me?
I'm sorry, Mr. Edwards. You were saying something about progress.
I was? Oh, yes. I wasn't I? The Chamber of Commerce feels that its contribution to the progress of Greater Springfield is...
Never mind, I'll get it.
Keep right on, Mr. Edwards. It's very interesting.
What is?
Well, whatever you were going to say.
Hello? see. Hey, wait a minute. Go ahead, salt this for me.
Hasn't the weather been beautiful, Mrs. Edwards?
I haven't noticed, really. When you're as busy as I am, you know, of work and charity.
Yeah, yes, indeed. As Grace manages to keep herself pretty busy. I guess so. I have to make a point to see her myself.
You don't have any children, do you, Mr. Edwards?
No, I am sorry to say Mrs. Edwards and I have never been blessed.
That was my cousin Bessie on the phone. She just screamed.
I'm sure she must be, Mrs. Collins. And I believe we're ready for the next course.
You know, she just tell me.
Mrs. What? Collins, we're ready for the next course.
Okay, I heard you.
Mother, when I finish my dessert, may I go over to
Kathy, you get back inside where you belong, okay? You see, we got company.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the trouble with kids nowadays. They don't know their place. Have your plate over, will you, Jim?
Mrs. Collins.
Now you stay right where you are. What do you think you're paying me for?
That's a reasonable question, isn't it, Jim?
Okay, I'm coming.
Yes, indeed. You
hello?
Get a couple of kids in the house and you...
Hello, Mickey.
Yes, indeed.
I did, huh? What'd you pay?
Has an endless assortment of talents, hasn't she, Jim?
All right, Margaret, you don't have to rub it in.
Just a little gem my husband brought home for polishing.
Mrs. Anderson, I'm afraid
hey,
that
that's
we...
all right, ain't it? 60-40 for two, I sure can take them. Hey, and you kids play the races.
Harry, I have an awful headache.
I know, dear. The way I feel, a headache would be a relief.
Mrs. Collins, if nothing more important comes up in the next few minutes, could we please have some food?
Okay, but you take it from me, you're skipping a good thing if you miss little Jeff in the fourth tomorrow.
Mrs. Collins, if you don't hurry up, we'll be ready to eat little Jeff tonight.
Good day! That's great for roast beef is coming up.
Good night, Mrs. Anderson. It was a lovely evening. One I'll never forget.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
Good night, Anderson and Mrs. Anderson. It was, good night.
Good night.
Good night, sir. We'll have to get together again real soon.
Yes, indeed, yes. Sometime soon. Good night.
Quiet, isn't it?
Margaret, I don't know what to say. I was wrong, and I'm sorry. I think that woman's insane.
Oh, no, dear. She's just, well, uninhibited. She likes to speak her mind.
What mind? She's got the brain of a half-witted hyena. And if she had the least bit of decency, she'd give it back.
Jim.
What?
Did you see the look on Mrs. Edwards' face when Collins told her she needs a new girdle?
Oh, that was nothing. You should have seen Edwards when she told him he could use one, too.
Jim, I can't help it, but I think they're the stumpiest people I've ever met.
She told Edwards. She said she thought that...
Everybody's having a good time, huh? Enjoying themselves. You live longer that way.
Mrs. Collins, I'd like to speak to you, if I may.
Talk nice, don't he? Go ahead, kid.
Thank you. Mrs. Collins, I'm not usually one to complain, but...
Complain? Well, go ahead. good. If you feel you got a beef coming, just spread it right out. That's the way it ought to be. Everything out in the open. All the cards right out there on the table.
Right. Now, Mrs.
Now, I don't go for this stabbing in the back routine. You got any complaints? I want to hear them. It's your house. I'm working for you. And anything you don't like, all you got to do is just tell me.
How?
Jim, you'll wake the children.
Yell at me. Just talk and I'll listen.
Mrs. Collins, there are a great many things I could say and a great many ways in which I could say them. But since all of the things I have to say and all of the ways in which I would say them add up to one and the self-same thing, I say to you now from the very bottom of my heart, you are fired.
Jim, you know my whole life, that's the nicest way I ever got canned.
Just a moment, Mrs. Collins. I'm afraid you don't understand. My husband fired you. You don't work here anymore.
I know. I ain't deep. But I still got to go to sleep.
You will not sleep here, Mrs. Collins. We want you to go away now. You're discharged. You're the most discharged person we've ever had in this house. Now, will you please pack up your things and get out?
Jim, I'm surprised at you. A smart man like you with a nice home and a nice family, why, you ought to know more about the law. You can't fire me. I gotta have a week's notice.
I'm giving you a week's notice. I'll pay your wages for a whole week. Only please go away.
But I like it here. And it ain't just the wages, Jim. I'm supposed to get room and board.
I'll give you 2 weeks' wages.
I don't think so. I got a piano and I can call my bookie on the phone and it's like a vacation with me.
Margaret.
Mrs. Collins, is there anything I can do to you?
Sure. Call me when breakfast is ready. Well, good night. I'll see you all the morning, huh?
Margaret.
Yes, dear?
When they start giving out awards for the world's prize idiot, be sure and tell them about me.
Oh, Jim, darling, you're an idiot, but you'd never take any prize.
I certainly would.
Well, I won't argue, dear. After all, Father knows best.
Father certainly plunged into that head over heels. How sorry he is. Just goes to show it always pays to look before you leap. On that score, when it comes to buying a pound of coffee, it certainly pays to look for flavor, the most in flavor for every penny you spend. After all, flavor is what you're paying for. And we don't think you can beat the famous flavor we pack into every pound of Maxwell House. But here's my point. Air can steal coffee flavor, and ordinary containers, like paper bags, can't prevent roasted coffee from losing flavor, whether it's ground or whole beans. That's why we take our Maxwell House fresh and fragrant from the roasting ovens and carefully vacuum pack it in the familiar blue tin. It's the only way you're guaranteed coffee that's fresh and full-flavored as the hour it was roasted. So be sure you get all the flavor and fragrance you pay for. Your money's worth and more. You always will with Maxwell House Coffee. Always good to the last drop. This world is not so bad a world as some would like to make it. So whether good or whether bad depends on how we take it. A week's gone by, and we find Jim Anderson walking along a busy street in downtown Springfield. The Chamber of Commerce is still dear to his heart, and he is not what you'd call a particularly happy man, like this.
Well, serves me right, that's what it does. Make a fool of myself in front of Edwards. Spoil my chances of getting on the board. Gosh, I wanted that spot on the Chamber of Commerce. The speeches I could have made about important things, too. Why, I could have said things like, ladies and gentlemen, it's an established fact that everybody wants a different thing. A farm, a store, a college education for their children, or maybe they just want to retire and go fishing. But there's one thing everybody wants, security. And there's one way, one sure way, for each and every one of us to get it. Save for your independence. Buy United States savings bonds. That's what I could have told him. I could have said, buy bonds automatically if you can on the payroll savings plan or the bond a month plan at your bank. They're like cash on hand, and they return you $4 for every $3 you invest. Buy United States savings. Save for your independence. And start now. Then I could have said...
I say, Edison!
Huh? Oh, well, hello, Mr. Edwards. I didn't see you.
I thought if you weren't in any great hurry, we might take a stroll together. A little matter has come up that I'd like to discuss with you.
Why, of course, Mr. Edwards. It'll be a very great pleasure.
You know, Anderson, we never did get down to a discussion of business at your house the other night.
Mr. Edwards, I wanted to explain about that. You see...
Tut, my boy. No need to explain. I understand completely. As you know, Anderson, there's a vacancy on the board of the Chamber of Commerce. And, well, it's yours if you want it.
If I want it? Why, Mr. Edwards, of course I want it. And thank you very much.
Oh, it's nothing at all. Tell me, Anderson, that Mrs. Collins, is she still with you?
No. We finally got rid of her this morning.
This morning? Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, I don't think we could have taken it another day. She had the whole family waiting on her hand and foot all week.
I see. You wouldn't know how I could get in touch with her.
Well, I might. I think she left the forwarding address with Margaret, but why?
Well, I wouldn't want this to get around, Anderson.
Oh, of course not. I won't say a word.
Well, I followed that bit of advice Mrs. Collins gave me about little Jeff, you know. And I won $64.
Did you know? Now there's an instant coffee with roaster fresh, pure coffee flavor. It's Instant Maxwell House, the instant coffee with a famous flavor, the happiest combination in coffee. Wonderful good to the last drop flavor, combined with the convenience and thrift of coffee made instantly in the cup. Unlike most instant coffees, it's all rich, pure coffee. Nothing added. Tomorrow, try the instant coffee with a famous flavor, Instant Maxwell House. Instantly good to the last drop. Join us again next week when we'll be back with Father Knows Best, starring Robert Young as Jim Anderson, with Roy Varghese and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. Don't forget, membership cards for the Robert Young Good Drivers Club are waiting for you at your local NBC station. Get a man-to-man or dad-to-daughter pledge and sign up today. Be a good driver. Get your membership card in the Robert Young Good Drivers Club today. And now, until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's favorite brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop. Father Knows Best was transcribed in Hollywood and written by Ed James. Now stay tuned for Screen Guild Theater, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
Bye.